Today we welcome Andrew Menser and Steve Stubner from Valley County. Andrew is the Executive Director of the West Central Mountain Economic Development Council, and Steve with Valley County Pathways. So Valley County, as many of our listeners know, encompasses Cascade, Donley, McCall, and West Central Idaho, famously known for outdoor recreation throughout the year. Pretty small, population base just under 10,000, but thriving on tourism and attracting a workforce that seeks the outdoor lifestyle. So we know there are a number of projects that both you gentlemen are working on, several pathways and trails. What in general do you hope to get through all these improvements? What Valley County do you envision in the future?
Well, what we're trying to do is connect our communities. And so Valley County Pathways put together the first master plan for Pathways back in 2005 when Tamarack Resort was going big guns, and we were really worried about kind of the whole valley getting developed with subdivisions real quickly, and we might lose some key transportation corridors for Pathways. And then we redid that plan just last year and included New Meadows in the idea. So we're trying to connect our communities with Pathways is the big picture.
So what might a trail user do? I'm looking over at Andrew now. Might they walk out their door in New Meadows and go where?
Yeah, I think, you know, the long-term game plan, you know, and I can jump into kind of what our current methodology is to look at existing public road right-of-ways, county road right-of-ways, and seeing where there might be opportunities to build single track within that right-of-way. And so if you make that trail infrastructure available at the local level and between communities, then you give people opportunities to go right outside their door, go for a mountain bike ride. Maybe they live in Donnelly and work in McCall or vice versa. They could ride their mountain bike to work. That's sort of where we're heading with this. And so it has a really cool broad appeal for tourism, but it also has some metrics that point towards community health and activity at the local level.
So we're talking hiking, biking, cross-country skiing, trail running. These would be all non-motorized trails, because there's a ton of motorized trails up in the National Forest nearby, and really the non-motorized folks are the ones that are kind of underserved in the valley. Sort of a greenbelt concept, expected to take a long time for build out, you know, ultimately, but you got to start somewhere.
Well, let's talk about where you started. Some communities across the country have railway right-of-ways. Rails to Trails is a national organization. Or like you said, the Boise River Greenbelt. It has a river right-of-way. What were you working with? What was the raw substance of what you were working with?
Yeah, we were working in the 2000s, really, on those rail trails concept, because that was really hot at the time. And the Weezer River Trail had come into being in the 90s. And so it seemed like a solid concept, but the difference between Weezer River Trail and Valley County is that the sawmill was closed in the city of McCall back in 1979, predated national rail banking legislation that would allow a railroad to gift the railroad corridor to a nonprofit entity. That's what happened with Weezer River Trail. So we had to go one landowner at a time. And so that's what we've been doing on the bookends of the railroad right-of-way between Cascade and McCall. And we've got to start. We've got a trail about 5 miles south of McCall, and then a trail 3 miles north of Cascade. And then we realized through our master plan process last summer, we need to look at some county roads, like Andrew said. And Andrew came up with the idea, hey, what about a single track? Maybe we don't have enough room for a 10-foot paved trail. What about doing single tracks in the county right-of-way?
Well, and let me ask you,
Andrew. Great idea.
Single track, some of our listeners, that immediately springs to mind what that is. But who cares? What's single track?
So single track, you know, has two I think features here, functions. One is connectivity. It's a permeable surface. It's dirt. It'd be, you know, technically 12 to 24 inches generally of a meandering trail, something you might see in the Boise foothills. And so because it's permeable, it's low maintenance generally, there's a lot of curb appeal as far as what has to be done to both construct that and maintain that. We think that that's a good path forward. And then we understand that that puts some limitations on some user groups. And so we want to make sure that we're using this as a capacity building mechanism. So maybe we are able to populate single track throughout a lot of the main corridors that are not Highway 55 throughout the region. And eventually that'll build the case to you know, improve that rail bed if the opportunity comes up in a few years.
We're live and local on our weekday program, Idaho Matters. Today, we're speaking with Andrew Mentzer and Steve Stubner. Both are working on economic development in Valley County in this master plan for pathways. Andrew, back to you again, though. You mentioned single-track trails. Is there a collaborative effort with other national groups like International Mountain Biking Association?
Absolutely, yeah. So we're working right now with International Mountain Biking Association, as well as Valley County Pathways, Steve's group. And so we've got a really good collaboration going, as well as some local groups who've helped us fund this project. And so IMBA is sort of the preeminent authority for designing and building trails nationally, and they're going to be a strong partner in helping us identify how, when, where, and what this looks like.
And then Andrew is really creative in terms of putting funding together with a local real estate group as well as national real estate group to come up with a funding for this feasibility study that IMBA is going to be doing. Really, as we speak, it's already started, and it's just really exciting to have the preeminent trail building, trail design group looking at our project. They're going to have some great creative ideas. I just know they are, and that's just going to benefit the whole county.
Well, can we talk about the funding mechanisms? You think about Save Dry Creek. It's already owned by the developer. You think about the Poise Foothills Levy. What are the techniques? What are the funding mechanisms? Steve, I heard you said one landowner at a time. So, Andrew, how do you deal with this?
Well, we're actually going just one landowner in this case. So this feasibility study is to build single-track pathways within the existing county road right-of-way. So that one landowner is the public. And so that makes it a lot easier because it is for public benefit. And if we can find a way with IMBA's support and help to design and build these trails in a manner that doesn't impact negatively any of the adjacent property owners, that's our goal, then we're going to see a win-win situation throughout the region.
Can you take me into that conversation? What do you say to that landowner worried about how, there'll be thousands of people streaming past my pasture land?
Well, I think the response to that is, it's in lieu of a sidewalk. And so it's also a benefit and an opportunity for local school kids to not have to, walk down to the bus stop on the road or in the drainage ditch. And so we think that this is a very basic form of infrastructure, and we don't see that there being a huge negative benefit on the tourism side. We view it more as a positive for the local health and recreation.
Yeah, and like last summer, as we went through the master plan process and had public hearings in front of the county commissioners and county P&Z, we heard from landowners about some of those issues, and that's why we ended up taking a different tack in terms of looking at the county right away as a better alternative. And I mean, the landowners had very legitimate concerns. They've been there for a really long time, and some of them are big ranches that are very successful and do really well. And it just doesn't work for it to work on their property, but that's okay. I mean, we can look for other alternatives, and that's what we need to do for long-range planning.
So there is just one main road through Cascade, Donnelly, and McCall until you reach New Meadows. Do these trail systems, will that help abet that?
Well, we're talking more about these county roads that are not on. We're not talking about a single track along Idaho 55. So these are more like West Mountain Road, Norwood, places like that that are more rural roads, no traffic, very little traffic. And these are also gravel roads. And some people just like riding the gravel. And so that's doable today. We're going to be putting some maps together about some gravel grinder routes for the hardcores that are out there doing the bike packing and long distance rides on gravel roads.
So, in addition to those recreationalists that will just go out for those long rides, tourism is seasonal in Valley County, a few seasons. Do the employees that work there, will they be using this? Are they reaching out to you and saying, yes, I need greater access?
Absolutely, yeah. We've had a lot of positive response at the local level from folks who would like to use this infrastructure for both recreation and for transportation. I think that it achieves two things there. I think this is going to create additional opportunities for local industry because you'll see probably more curb appeal with those assets in place. You'll see more people wanting to visit, more people maybe wanting to move to the area. We have a huge talent retention challenge right now in our area. And having these kinds of assets, that placemaking capability, I think is going to be really beneficial on a broader spectrum.
Why is there a talent retention challenge in your area?
Oh, that's complicated. that part of that is housing. That's a major portion of it. It's also, workforce training. There's a lot of variables there. That would be a whole other segment, I think.
But I just wanted to mention also one of our best volunteers for Valley County Pathways lives several miles south of McCall, and they commute daily into City of McCall. So they've been one of the biggest cheerleaders for our trail system. And the husband of this family group actually does our snow grooming all winter, so it's available for cross-country skiing. He's got a construction business. He knows how to work with heavy equipment. The guy has just been amazing.
Obviously, transportation is one of the tools. So is last week we heard from two guests on this program working on broadband connectivity for rural parts of the state. Is cell phone coverage or broadband connectivity an issue for Valley County?
It is in some places. You know, I think at the residential level, capacity is generally pretty good in some of the towns, but you know, McCall in particular. But if you get into Donnelly, Cascade, New Meadows, there are some challenges with connectivity and especially enterprise speed. So, you know, point of sale systems can suffer depending on the time of year. And so that's actually a major initiative from our group, the Economic Development Council, going forward. We're going to be taking a hard look at that and working with the Idaho Department of Commerce to identify some opportunities there going forward.
Well, where people enjoy to play, people also live and work. We've been talking to Andrew Mentzer. He is the executive director of the West Central Mountain Economic Development Council, and Steve Stubner with Valley County Pathways. Thank you to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.